From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The office of Italy's president says Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is pledging to resign after Parliament approves economic reforms to stem Italy's debt burden. President Giorgio Napolitano said he met with Berlusconi after the prime minister lost his parliamentary majority during a budget vote earlier today. Greece, another country at the center of Europe's sweeping financial woes, reportedly is close to agreeing on a new power-sharing government to pull the country back from the brink of default. Earlier, officials suggested Greeks would find out today who would succeed Prime Minister George Papandreou, who has said he would step aside. Pennsylvania's the latest stop in President Obama's We Can't Wait campaign. He was in the Philadelphia area today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president is taking steps to hold Head Start programs more accountable.
The president began his trip by visiting a Head Start classroom. He then told an audience that this new rule will make underperforming Head Start programs re-compete to keep getting federal grant money. He says it's part of a broader plan to improve America's educational system.
It's an economic imperative. Our future depends on it. And people understand this outside of Washington, which is why we've been able to work with Democratic and Republican governors on our efforts to strengthen education from cradle to career.
President Obama has been issuing a flurry of executive orders. He says if lawmakers won't act on his jobs plan, he'll do what he can without congressional support. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is firing back against the latest woman to accuse him of sexual harassment. Advisors issued a news release today asking, quote, who is Sharon Bialik? They say the woman has a long and troubled history from the courts to personal finances. Yesterday, Bialik became the fourth woman to allege sexual misconduct, but she was the first to actually speak out to reporters. And earlier today, Karen Krauthauer allowed NPR to release her name. Until now, she was known only as Woman A, one of two employees who settled claims of sexual harassment against Cain more than a decade ago. The architect of Arizona's controversial anti-illegal immigration law faces a recall election today. Peter O'Dowd reports from member station KJZZ that Russell Pierce is in a close race to save his seat.
Pierce is the Senate president, and he was the star of state politics in 2010 after his landmark legislation known as SB 1070 put the national spotlight on Arizona. The group that led the recall effort against Pierce hasn't really attacked his stance on immigration. Instead, critics say Pierce should have spent more time dedicated to other issues that matter to Arizona, like jobs and education. Pierce's Republican challenger is a charter school executive named Jerry Lewis. A local poll shows the two candidates in a tight race for Pierce. Conservative district.
This is NPR News. Former heavyweight champion Smokin' Joe Frazier is dead at the age of 67. He lost a brief battle with liver cancer. NPR's Trina Williams reports Frazier's career will forever be linked with Muhammad Ali.
The winner, by unanimous decision, is heavyweight champion of the world.
1971, Madison Square Garden, and Frazier hands Ali his first defeat. The matchup was billed as the fight of the century. Frazier's friend and Ali's former business manager, Gene Kilroy, says Frazier was at his best that night.
He was so focused and determined to win. See, pride carries you, and Joe wasn't going to accept defeat.
Ali and Frazier would meet two more times, including for the Thrilla in Manila. The first fight, however, would be the only victory for Frazier. He also had memorable fights with George Foreman, to whom he lost the heavyweight title. He retired in the early 80s. The legend owned a boxing gym in Philadelphia, helping to train the next generation of fighters. Trina Williams, NPR News.
The White House can add another legal victory to its defense of President Obama's landmark health care law. Today, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia upheld the law as constitutional, which helped set up a fight in the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, federal appellate judges agreed to dismiss a Christian Legal Group suit that argued the part of the law requiring all Americans to have health care insurance was unconstitutional. More jobs are being advertised, and with millions still out of work, there's heavy competition for each opening. Labor Department found 3.35 million private and government jobs were posted in September. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 60 points. This is NPR News.